In Britain, the first formal inquest into the deaths of Princess Diana and her boyfriend, Dodi Fayed, opened today. Dodi Fayed's father, businessman Mohammed Al-Fayed, repeated his claims that the deaths in 1997 resulted from a conspiracy.
And I'm mentioning it all the time. It is absolute black and white, horrendous murder.
Others, however, think the deaths resulted from an accident as the celebrity couple was being pursued through a Paris underpass by overzealous paparazzi photographers. Joining us now from London is Jonathan Friedland. He's a correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, why now, six and a half years after Diana died?
It is a hugely long delay. I think it was becoming embarrassing that there had never been an inquest into these deaths. Even the most routine accidents or deaths that are not straightforwardly medical do usually get an inquest. There was never one in these cases, and it's really down to the campaigning efforts of Dodi Fayed's father, the businessman Mohammed Fayed, who just has not dropped this and has been seeking to find a court somewhere in the land that will hear his case. And it was getting embarrassing. I think the other piece of this was the release last year in the autumn of the memoirs, if you like, of the royal butler, Paul Burrell, who disclosed, among other things, that Princess Diana had apparently foreseen her own death and anticipated that she would die in a car accident and that it would be made to look like an accident. That's one reading, anyway, of one of the letters she wrote. That caused a lot of publicity, raised a lot of questions, and made people think, well, maybe it would actually just be best to set the record straight and have a legal process.
But there was an investigation. The French carried out an investigation. They said it was an accident.
They did, but it doesn't have to be a matter of very old Anglo-French rivalry to say that a French judgment doesn't have any standing here. There is a legal process, and she, in fact, both were Britons, in effect. She was a British subject. He, Dodi Fayed, I don't think ever was. She would be, under normal procedures, entitled to an inquest here. It was more, the mystery was more that there never was one than that there is one now. The defense was always that there was just simply not enough evidence to have an inquest. That always seemed pretty thin as an argument because there are plenty of inquests where they have to end up with an open verdict, a so-called open verdict, because there isn't enough evidence. But you at least do begin the process and have the formal inquest at least to start with.
You know, Jonathan, I'm not sure that the skepticism and the conspiracy theories are going to be helped by what happened. You wait 6.5 years to begin an inquest, and then the inquest opens, and the magistrate, in the course of one day, says, all right, well, we've opened this. We're now going to adjourn. We'll be back in a year.
This is actually not that abnormal in the British process. It really is just a formal mechanism for saying, now our investigations start. It is a trial always happens in British law after an investigation, but an inquest into a death has to be the starting gun, if you like, is fired by the inquest opening, and then there is the investigation. It just happens to be that way around. So an adjournment is not that unusual.
Jonathan Friedland, a correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper, joining us from London. Thank you, Jonathan.
My pleasure.